Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Anthony Gaunt, G-A-U-N-T. Anthony Gaunt is a 44-year-old male and reports he injured his left ankle at work on 12-17-20. Appeared this occurred when he slipped on a puddle of water. Appeared his ankle rolled inward and his right leg rolled inward. He did not actually fall to the ground. He went to the emergency room afterwards. Did further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn tendon that was repaired surgically on 5-20-21. He has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph, insert the record review and summary we already have. And we'll go to physical exam. Extremity is lower. He rolled up his jeans to facilitate visualization. Inspection revealed thick onchomycosis on both great toenails with yellow discoloration. There was a heel 2¼-inch scar that was dark on the left lateral malleolus, consistent with his surgery. This was in an L shape. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Left ankle plantar flexion was full to 40 degrees, but dorsiflexion was 5 degrees, inversion 15 degrees, and eversion 10 degrees. Motion of the right ankle, both knees and hips, was full on all plans without crepitus or tenderness. Soft touch sensation was decreased distal to the left medial foot, but was otherwise intact. Many muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted left plantar flexion strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Palpation of his heel elicited a pins and needles sensation. The rest of that is normal. The feet and ankles normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the left, but did not use a handheld assisted device. He was able to walk on his heels and stand on his toes. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Impressions. On 12-17-20, Anthony Gaunt injured his left ankle when he slipped on water. This led to him twisting it. He was seen at the emergency room. X-rays were negative. He was diagnosed with an ankle sprain and was immobilized and placed on crutches. He was seen at WorkNet on 12-21-20. When he remained symptomatic, he was placed on modified activities. A course of physical therapy was also instituted. Nevertheless, he remained symptomatic. New paragraph on 1-9-21, he underwent an MRI of the left ankle. And put this in bold, we don't have to repeat the entire description of the MRI, which is more than half a page. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Cerritis, S-E-R-E-T-I-S, and then Dr. DiBonero. Prepared his review of the MRI, found high-grade partial versus full-thickness fibrotic tear of the posterior tibial tendon just distal to the medial malleolus, insertional tendinosis, and flexor tendonitis, os tibialis externum, predominantly lateral soft tissue swelling, longitudinal split of peroneus brevis, and tendinosis of the peroneus longus. There was also mild peroneal tendinitis, acute tendinosis, acute on chronic ankle sprain with chronic fragment consistent with prior avulsion injury of the distal anterior talofibular ligament, chronic sprain of the deep deltoid, an osteochondral defect of the lateral talar dome. Dr. DiBonero rendered diagnoses of acute left ankle pain, tear of the peroneal tendon, and osteochondritis dissecans of the left ankle. prepared to eat, placed Mr. Gaunt in a different type of brace. Period. He remained symptomatic and eventually underwent surgery. Period. He followed up post-operatively and had ongoing pain. Pretty was seen in that regard by Dr. Kwan. Period. He had an MRI angiogram of the brain on 8/15/22, given a history of memory loss. This was clearly not related to the subject left ankle injury. Period. Dr. Kwan concluded he met the Budapest criteria for complex regional pain syndrome. Period. Sensory testing revealed reduction in sensation in the left S1 distribution, but was normal on the right. Period. Mr. Gaunt had previously received orthopedic attention for a lumbar herniated disc, comma, chronic left knee pain, comma, and right elbow problems. Period. He also suffered from major depressive disorder, recurrent and moderate panic disorder without agoraphobia. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion by the left ankle. Period. There was no swelling there. Period. He ambulated with a mild limp on the left. Period. He could walk on his heels and stand on his toes. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were negative. Period. Incidentally, he had thick onchomycosis of his toenails. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals from the postoperative diagnosis on his surgery. Period. And that is the end.